This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com. Howdy, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 607. I'm Steve Webb, your host. What am I, a cowboy? If this is your first time here, welcome. Allow me to give you a hearty welcome. Thanks for joining us. I hope you like what you hear. It's great to meet you. If you're already a member of the LifeSpring family, and I consider you a family member if you've listened more than once, I'm pleased that you're back. Good to see you. I can't tell you how many times people have said to me something like, I need to read the Bible more, but it's so hard to find the time. Well, this is the podcast that helps you to stay on track, because every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we read the Old Testament, and every Tuesday and Thursday, we read the New Testament. Today, our reading is Zechariah 9 through 11 from the New International Version. Let's begin. Zechariah chapter 9. A prophecy. The word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and will come to rest on Damascus, for the eyes of all the people and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord. And on Hamath too, which borders on it, and on Tyre and Sidon, though they are very skillful. Tyre has built herself a stronghold. She has heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the dirt of the streets. But the Lord will take away her possessions and destroy her power on the sea, and she will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see it and fear. Gaza will writhe in agony, and Ekron too, for her hope will wither. Gaza will lose her king, and Ashkelon will be deserted. A mongrel people will occupy Ashdod, and I will put an end to the pride of the Philistines. I will take the blood from their mouths, the forbidden food from between their teeth. Those who are left will belong to our God and become a clan in Judah, and Ekron will be like the Jebusites. But I will encamp at my temple to guard it against marauding forces. Never again will an oppressor overrun my people. For now I am keeping watch. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim, and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The Sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be! Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. Zechariah chapter 10. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people, and plants of the field to everyone. The idols speak deceitfully. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders, for the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the people of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. From Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. Together they will be like warriors in battle, trampling their enemy into the mud of the streets. They will fight because the Lord is with them, and they will put the enemy horsemen to shame. I will strengthen Judah and save the tribes of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The Ephraimites will become like warriors, and their hearts will be as glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilead and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them. They will pass through the Sea of Trouble. The surging sea will be subdued, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down, and Egypt's scepter will pass away. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in His name they will live securely, declares the Lord. Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, Lebanon, so that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, you juniper, for the cedar has fallen. The stately trees are ruined. Wail, oaks of Bashan, the dense forest has been cut down. Listen to the wail of the shepherds, their rich pastures are destroyed. Listen to the roar of the lions, the lush thicket of the Jordan is ruined. This is what the Lord my God says. Shepherd the flock marked for slaughter. Their buyers slaughter them and go unpunished. Those who sell them say, "Praise the Lord, I am rich." Their own shepherds do not spare them, for I will no longer have pity on the people of the land, declares the Lord. I will give everyone into the hands of their neighbors and their king. They will devastate the land, and I will not rescue anyone from their hands. So I shepherded the flock marked for slaughter, particularly the oppressed of the flock. Then I took two staffs and called one favor and the other union, and I shepherded the flock. In 1 month I got rid of the three shepherds. The flock detested me, and I grew weary of them and said, "I will not be your shepherd. Let the dying die, and the perishing perish. Let those who are left eat one another's flesh." Then I took my staff called favor and broke it, revoking the covenant I had made with all the nations. It was revoked on that day, and so the oppressed of the flock who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Lord. I told them, "If you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it." So they paid me 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, "Throw it to the potter, the handsome price at which they valued me." So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter at the house of the Lord. Then I broke my second staff called union, breaking the family bond between Judah and Israel. Then the Lord said to me, "Take again the equipment of a foolish shepherd, for I am going to raise up a shepherd over the land who will not care for the lost or seek the young or heal the injured or feed the healthy, but will eat the meat of the choice sheep, tearing off their hooves. Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May the Lord strike his arm at his right eye. May his arm be completely withered, his right eye totally blinded." Now's the time to order copies of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, so the people you care about, who love reading God's Word, will have it under the tree on Christmas Day. Be they Bible study leader, Sunday school teacher, pastor, anyone who loves God's Word. You know, it can be frustrating and embarrassing to try and read one of those long Bible names and not know how to say it. And believe it or not, some of the shorter names are even mispronounced quite often. Give the gift of confidence with Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. When they know how to say those difficult names, they'll thank you for thinking of them and giving this book, EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. You'll find a link there to order real, hold them in your hands, paper and ink copies for everyone on your list. Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. One of the common ideas in the New Testament is redemption. But in chapter 11 today, verse 8, we read it there too. Here it is again, starting at verse 6. The word of the Lord said, "I will strengthen Judah and save the tribes of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them, for I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. The Ephraimites will become like warriors, and their hearts will be as glad as with wine. Their children will see it and be joyful. their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. Do you know the meaning of redemption? In today's dictionary of the Bible, it says, redemption, the purchase back of something that had been lost by payment of a ransom. So the idea is that of payment made for redemption. The debt against us is not viewed as simply canceled, but is fully paid. Christ's blood, His life, which He surrendered for them, is the ransom by which the deliverance of His people from the slavery of sin and from its legal and deadly consequences is secured. Yes, even back in the Old Testament, God's plan included redemption. Once more, we see that the God of the Old Testament is no different than the God of the New Testament. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Christmas is fast approaching. Get on over to easybiblenamesguide.com and order copies of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide for the people on your list. There's PDF versions and book versions that you can wrap and put under the tree. easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.